يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
When your daughter reaches 9, then if she's able to fast without any trouble, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her tawfiq to walk on this path of righteousness. Although, what if she cannot fast? Imagine that for certain reasons, such as extremely long daylight hours, or that her body is still weak, or that it is too hot. What is the solution? This needs to be explored from the perspective of the Islamic laws. After reaching the age of religious maturity, our little angels are requested to fast. So, they should intend to fast for the entirety of this month. Remember, niyya is the key. They should start their days with the intention of fasting and should abstain from things which invalidate the fast. However, if on a particular day, at 12 noon, for example, after they had initially started the fast, then they start to feel unbearably and exceptionally fatigued and weak, and fasting becomes unbearably difficult for them. The key word here being unbearable, unbearable. Then they can break that fast at that point according to the fatwa of His Eminence Ayatollah Sistani. May Allah give him the best of health and longevity. Also, it should be kept in mind that one is permitted to eat or drink only to the extent that is necessary. Although all other things which invalidate a fast should be abstained from. Later on, they should compensate that missed fast with a qada fast, making that intention of a qada fast, which should be observed after that particular Shah Ramadan ends, but before the next Shah Ramadan. To conclude, if we train our children with the love of Allah, they can be extremely resilient and can be accustomed to fasting through proper planning, motivation, and encouragement. However, during exceptional circumstances when they cannot fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, does allow for them to break the fast, because He does not oblige any soul except according to their ability. We pray for the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.